Hi, and welcome to the Greenbridge podcast, where we have a mission of empowering tomorrow by supporting the founders of generationally disruptive companies. I am your host, Cecilia Rowland, and today's episode is all about Brazil-based NS Tech, the most complete open logistics platform in the world. I talked to Eduardo Steinberg, Greenbridge's managing partner for LATAM, and Vasco Oliveira, CEO of NS Tech, about their mission to take NS Tech globally, how their technology is saving lives on Brazilian roads, and the importance of focusing on the people inside your company. Okay, so today's episode we are doing together with NS Tech, and with me virtually, I have Eduardo and Vasco from NS Tech. So hello and good morning to you in Brazil.
Hi, Cecilia. Good morning.
We spoke a little bit earlier, but you've just had Ola over there. So you're feeling bright and excited. You have a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah, this is Eduardo. We had Ola here for the past 2 days together with our board here in Brazil. It was very long and productive 2 days. Very exciting.
So for anyone who doesn't know, so NS Tech, you say you are the most complete open logistics platform in the world. But to kind of get into that, why don't we do a quick little introduction to who the two of you are, and if you can, in your words, describe NS Tech.
Yeah. So let me start. My name is Eduardo. In Brazil, it's very common to start working while you are in university. So I started with 19, I started in banks. Eventually, I joined an American tech company on the supply chain management area called Y2. Technologies. And I had in mind that I wanted to entrepreneur since my father was an entrepreneur, my grandfather. So when I was 23, I started my own tech company, which was a software SaaS company focused on supply chain management, where we have solutions for demand planning and replenishment to help companies to have the right product at the right place at the right cost. This company, we run for 6 or 7 years. We have a very good success with important customers. We started from zero. This was back in 2001. And then in 2007, we sold this company to a big tech Brazilian group, which nowadays is listed. And then I joined my father in his company. Name of the company was Sysgraph. It was a tech company also with solutions for engineering, for GIS, for CAD. And this company was sold to Hexagon in 2011, where then I of course met Ola. And I joined Greenbridge since the beginning, and I was responsible for the investments in South America and Latin America, where we started our thesis on investing in tech companies for the logistics. So we start acquiring TMSs, which is a transportation management systems for different sizes of customers, different solutions. Also, we acquired some companies for routing optimization. This was between 2016 and 21. Then we met Vasco, and he will tell his story, and we decided to merge the two companies, and which became the NS Tech that we know nowadays.
Well, pleasure, Cecilia. It's Vasco here. I also started my own company when I was 20. It was a tech company. Then with 23, I found a second company that was a 3PL. This second company bought the first company, and we built all our softwares inside AGV, this ex company. I had this company for 21 years, and from scratch, when I sold the company 4 years ago, we were the second largest integrated 3PL in Brazil, leaders in healthcare, second in fast-moving consumer goods and retail. This company was a great success, and I sold the company after 21 years to Defensa, a group, a Mexican important group. And during that time, also, I helped to found the Brazilian 3PL Association that I was president for some years. And after selling AGV, I decided to start NS Tech based on important pain that I had as a CEO of my ex-company. Even having 70 people working in tech, designing our most important solutions, I had to hire more than 20 different companies to deliver the final solution for our clients, to manage hundreds of integrations. So it was a pain, and I thought that should be a better way to have a platform where you can find all the solutions for all the pains, already integrated and a company that is also very customer focused. So 4 years ago, when I sold, I start to think, and less than 1 year, we start an stack. The very beginning, we met Eduardo and Praxio, and we make a merge. So we co-found the thesis here. It was being very fun these last 3 years building this company that is already the leader in Latin in supply chain tech, in one of the most important companies when you are talking about the road, when you are talking about for solutions dedicated to domestic transportation.
What I have always been impressed about by NS Tech, and which I think comes down obviously to the two of you, but it really carries that, despite being a large company now, it still carries that entrepreneur spirit and passion for solving something, which I think gets lost very quickly otherwise in larger companies. And you clearly both have that, and it's great to see it. But I think perhaps for someone who doesn't understand one logistics in general, I think most of us who are not involved in it, I think of it as, why does it take so many days for me to get my package from Amazon or so on? And I don't understand the steps that go in between that. But you have a fantastic video on this on your YouTube channel, which I'm now going to, you're going to hear my terrible Portuguese, but it's called Whiteboard Cadeia Logística, where you basically go through all the steps that goes on behind the scenes that me as a customer, I don't see, but really what it takes to get a package or anything from point A to point B. And I've understood in Brazil as well, it's a lot of bureaucracy that goes on behind it and so on. So can you tell us a little bit more about that for someone who doesn't have that insight into Brazil or into truly what are the pain points of trying to send something from one city to the next?
Well, for sure. Just talking about the global logistic market, Cecilia, it's a $15.5 trillion market divided a little bit and less than five in international logistics, in almost 11 in domestic logistics. If we look for the most important problem, the road is domestic transportation. That is corresponds almost $9 trillion per year in expenses. In Brazil, I think the problem is higher because we expend 13% of our GDP in logistics, comparing with a little bit less than 8 in US. So we have a huge gap. And this huge gap, as you mentioned, is not only because of infrastructure, that it's an important pain for the region, not only for Brazil, but for the whole Latin region that we are focused right now. But besides the infrastructure, an important part of that, it's related to productivity. And as you said, bureaucracy, rules, a lot of things related to robbery, that is a pain in the region, accidents in the roads. And I think Eduardo can talk a little bit about the numbers. This all, it's a pain when we are making a transport in the region. And we help with more than 100 solutions in a very simple way. We can help our clients to sell more, reducing costs in a more sustainable way. I think Eduardo can give here some examples about the pain, the numbers.
Yeah, numbers.
Just to connect with we are talking about.
The numbers are really impressive when you talk about problems we have in logistics. So the cost of the accidents, it's over 12 billion reais, which is roughly $2.5 billion. And also we have lots of problems regarding accidents. So on a yearly basis, we had 3,000 people that died in federal roads. So it means more than seven full airplanes every year. So it's a big problem we face here in the region. Robbery also is a big issue. We have roughly 1.5 billion reais in robberies related to trucks and to goods inside the trucks, and also lots of inefficiency in terms of trucks that are running empties. So if we sum those numbers, it's over 200 billion reais. So it's a huge and big problem. And we as an ecosystems, we are trying to solve that.
Yeah, that's really hard hitting when you put it as that, that 7 airplanes per year of people are dying on the roads. And
yeah,
that's a large amount. And also then including the financial numbers of it, of course. So how then the NS Tech platform, let's get into that one. I think in, you call it your super app. How would you explain a super app and also explain the NS Tech super app?
Okay, I think to talk about the super app, we have to talk about the concept of how we aggregate our products here. We look for the different personas in the supply chain space, and we have the shippers, we have the carriers, we have the truck drivers, we have the retail companies that are receiving the goods, we have the insurance companies, the insurance brokers, the gas stations. And NS Tech has solutions for all these companies. And we have for each persona what we call the core software. For a truck driver, is the super app, as you spoke. For a shipper or a carrier or a 3PL, is a TMS. We are nowadays leaders in the region for all these markets. We are the number one solution for not only all the personas, but for all the ICPs. So we have a different solution for a very big company like DHL, another solution for a medium company, and another solution for a almost one-track company. So with this core software, we also connect with other solutions that we call here non-core softwares that resolve specific pains. Let's say that using your core software, you can use a solution to reduce accidents or a solution to reduce or to make the routing and having less costs in your trip. Then the third bucket is the hub that is automation between the personas. So how we can automatize the process between the shipper and the carrier and the carrier and the driver. And the super app is very important on that because we have nowadays 2.5 million drivers. Nowadays, around 10% of that using our app. And we are working to have at least 40% of that in more 1 year, 40% of the total. And we think that maybe in some years, we can have all the truck drivers in Brazil using our super app, helping them to have a better life, helping them to pay their bills, receiving money, helping them to make scheduling when they have to make a deliver, to find a gas station, a better gas station, or somewhere to eat. So all these things we have in the super app, this is an important thing because these guys, they are heroes because they are the ones that are delivering for us the things that we are receiving in our houses, facing a lot of difficulties in the day by day. And we love to help to give a better life for these guys.
Yeah, that's I can feel that's so well thought through with everything that NS Tech does. And you've truly thought about every single step of the way throughout the journey, and you truly, I can feel there is a passion and there's a care about every person who's involved in this, in the logistic process. And it's great that the drivers are not forgotten in that. So as a company, NS Tech, you mentioned you have the TMS, the transport management system, you have a visibility and risk management system, you have insurance management, and also fintech, and the super app ties into all of this. Could you just to kind of go back to, again, I think I find this video so brilliant. It's so simple, but I find it really brilliant to understand why NS Tech is such an important company, not just in Brazil, but all over the world. But if you were to simplify by kind of go through step by step, where do each of these products tie in to the journey when you ship something?
Well, here in Brazil, as you said, we have a lot of bureaucracy. So when you start the process, we have a billing process here that in Brazil that is you have to go to the federal agents and make an electronic invoice. So our system starts helping our clients to make this electronic invoice. Also, we have by law to have insurance. And before you get the road to make the deliver, you have to notify the insurance company electronically that you are in compliance with the insurance policy. So we have a solution that connects with that. We also have a solution that makes the best routing for reducing costs and reducing CO2 for the delivery. We have a solution that makes background check from the truck drivers, so you can have the best truck driver for your delivery. And after that, during the delivery, we make the risk management so we can avoid risks and robberies during the journey. We also have solutions that you can make the scheduling for the delivery. So you are not going to be stuck in a line when you arrive in your destination. And this gives a lot of productivity, not only for the truck company, but also for the people that are receiving the goods. So I just spoke here maybe six of our 100 different solutions that we have for our journey. And as you said, we as customers, we didn't see what happens behind the scenes. And we nowadays in NSTech, we are touching probably the lives of more than 400 million people every day, because our solutions, they connect nowadays in 15 countries, helping in the end of the day to build a better road through supply chain tech. So when we reduce the costs in the end of the, for the company, in the end of the day, we are reducing the cost for the final client. We are helping the company to reduce the time of the delivery. We are reducing the CO2 in the atmosphere or the traffic because we have less trucks using our routing systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not only saving costs, it's you're also really helping out with the environment and the safety of the drivers. If one, is there any of these that you feel kind of personally, the two of you, is there any of those areas that you connect with the most and that you see NSTech as a company, you're truly adding value to it? And do you have any examples of customer stories that what you have saved? I know, for example, that on your website, you highlight Unilever as one of your customers, and they have had an amazing reduction of 81% in thefts and accidents through using NSTech.
Yes, we have many companies, Cecilia, and we have nowadays 60,000 clients. And just to give a number about the clients, they are moving more than 15 trillion reais per year. That is only in Brazil 1.5 times our GDP. More than 2 billion documents per year in our systems. So it's a huge operation in the end of the day. Talking about some specific clients, for example, for DHL, we have a routing system that's helping them to reduce their delivery costs. And when we start to them working with them, we should be able to help them to reduce the costs in almost 20%. Not only costs, because when in that case you reduce costs at the same time, you help to meet the ESG goals that they have. Reducing CO2 also. We have another important company that is CitroSuco, one of the leaders in orange juice worldwide. We work with them in a tower of control to increase productivity. And in less than 6 months, we achieve 16% in gains in productivity for their fleet.
Umo also, right?
Umo, that is the biggest railroad in Brazil.
Yeah.
The most important railroad in Brazil, we have we automatize all their operations. So before NSTech, the truck drivers were waiting to make a delivery for more than 2 days. Now it's a couple of hours after a lot of integration and automation that we have. So those are some examples, but we have many more related to the solutions.
Wow. So drivers are sitting around for 2 days without anything to do, waiting for being able to complete their journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is type of solution that we call in the market YMS, which means a yard management system. It's growing a lot since it's a huge problem all companies faces.
Yeah. Right now, for example, we are working with Carrefour on that because they have also a huge problem on that to receive the goods in their distribution center or stores. So this scheduling hub is something that we are right now leaders by far in the agriculture side, agribusiness, that is nowadays 27% of the Brazilian GDP. We are leaders in the most important companies in this space use our technology to help them to gain productivity.
And coming back to your question about the super app, this is important because the drivers, they can use the super app to schedule and then deliver the goods on the yard, and also see where they can stop, where they can take a shower, or the best gas station and the most cheapest gas station for them to refuel the truck. Also, it's important that part of the journey also, they need to send a proof of delivery of the goods when they arrive on the customer, because just after that, they're going to receive the payment. And also the payment is done through our ecosystem. So at the end, we have everything happening, and we try to have all the solutions inside NS Tech. And we say that we are an open platform. So even if we don't have an internal solution to our customers, we try to bring partners to offer a complete solution in what we call one click. So everything integrated in the whole group. I think something that we didn't mention that is really important for us is the education. So we try to bring knowledge to all of the personas that we call to help them to grow their business, to be more, to have a better sustainability, to sell more, to reduce costs. So we do that to the drivers, also to shippers and carriers, and also to help us selling, we use what we call a community-led growth, which is at the end customers, since they are happy using our technology and our solutions, at the end they help us to sell. And there is a concept which we call network effect. Since we have another customers inside our ecosystem using our technologies, it brings benefit to the whole ecosystem. So it's a ball that is rolling, and it's really important for NS Tech also.
Yeah, no, and it, for me, you put the human into logistics, so there's a heart within it, and I guess that's reflected in what you said. There's an ecosystem, and you truly stay within what is the problem. You never get too big that you forget what will truly bring benefit to your customers. And I guess a lot of that is also you have NS Tech, but you acquire a lot of smaller companies and you bring them in, and you, as far as I understand, you kind of let them keep their culture while still incorporating them into the NS Tech culture. So how is it managing? You have 100 different products. How is it to stay on top of all of that and still stay focused on what is the path forward?
Well, Cecilia, I think you mentioned people. We believe that every company is made of great people, and we truly believe on that. And what we did was to found the best entrepreneurs in each space, in each niche market, in each niche solution, and bring these guys together with us in this journey to build the best company in the world for supply chain tech in domestic transportation. We have this vision that to make a global company. We are nowadays a lot focused in Latin, and probably we are going to be very focused on the global south. That is the part of the world that is growing more. And to have the best entrepreneurs with us, it's key, because we think that to build this company, everything starts from people. We say that every people have three things, that is people, process, and technology. But in the end of the day, it's people, people, and people, because it's the people that are designing the technology, it's the people that are designing the process. So we invest a lot on that, not only to bring the best entrepreneurs and teams, but also to keep learning every day about a world that is changing faster and faster. And the way that we are structured is to respond to these changes very quick. So we are nowadays the biggest supply chain tech company in Latin, probably one of the fifth biggest in the world when you're talking about domestic transportation. I think that in less than 10 years, we're going to be leaders in that space. That is the biggest problem worldwide. In the end, everything starts with the best people.
Yeah, and I think that is such a valuable thing to remember throughout the journey. And speaking of people, you also mentioned education for drivers, but I read about something that you have within NS Tech, which I find really fascinating, but you have something called the Yoda Project, where, as I've understood, people within your company, if they want to up-level, you kind of let them follow a mentorship. Is that correct?
Yeah. This project, Cecilia, we start for the tech guys. We had nowadays 150 people in our tech team. And of course, we have the Yodas that are the guys that have more than 20 years or even less, but a very strong knowledge in some specific area. And of course, we have a lot of very young talent people that need to be coached. So we designed this process in last year. I think we made around 60 different groups during the year to learn in a peer-to-peer learning session, like a coach session for develop new skills for these young talented people.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm sure everyone is appreciating that, whether they are learning from someone or getting to pass on their skills. It's something that, I mean, it's always valuable and it's going to keep everyone excited about the projects that you're doing. But you also have very strong kind of community within the companies. You do a lot of big events. I know you also have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel. Where does that thinking come from listening to the two of you speak now? Is obviously a lot of focus on people, but where does that all come from, and how do you see that benefiting you right now in the industry?
Cecilia, we really think again that technology without good people don't have value. If you don't have the best people trained and understanding the basics, not only about the technology, but the basics of the market, you can't extract the value that we can deliver. So we bring to our ecosystem the most important company in content and education, that is Mundo Logística. It's like a freight waves for US, if you compare. Much more important because comparing to our country, it's much more important. So we have, as you said, the most important podcasts. We have produced a lot of content for these different personas. We have the most important C-level event with more than 2,000 C-level executives discussing cases and exchanging knowledge. So we think that, of course, the most important part in our business is to deliver technology. But if we don't help to prepare all the people that is working in supply chain, from the executives to the driver, we are not going to achieve and to reduce this huge gap from 13 to 8% only with technology. We have to give education and to help the companies to evolve through knowledge also.
Absolutely. And shifting a little bit, so we've talked a lot about the human side of technology. And last time that I did this podcast, I sat down with Emil from Neo4j and we talked a lot about AI. Now, AI also has a relevance in the logistics sector. So how do you see that going forward playing into your company, and how do you keep the human side relevant still?
Wow. Very good question, because we are using AI for very important things like routing to reduce accident, connecting with IoT. This is something very important to gain also productivity in our internal teams. And I think the most important thing that we can help is how we can orchestrate the whole ecosystem using proprietary data that we have to what we call here the tower, to build the tower of the towers. Because when you are talking about efficiency, the end goal or the holy grail for efficiency is when you really be able to connect and to use the trucks and use the DCs that we have, not only for one company, but to share. Like Uber, when we share the car and it's much more productive, it's the same here, and we are the big orchestrator of this supply chain scenario, and having tons of data and opportunities to work on that. AI is critical for us in this journey. So we see a huge opportunity to combine AI with our proprietary data to help, again, our clients to grow more, spending less in a more sustainable way.
Probably this is the most ambitious project we have for the future, which will deliver lots of value to all the players in the industry, right?
For sure.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. And you, as you said, you're definitely sitting on a lot of data that you can then help to drive the future of the logistics sector, not only in Brazil, but a lot of that will play out across globally, as I know your intentions are. What are the current next steps, so including any AI projects, but also where do you see NS Tech going into in the future?
Well, I think our vision, Cecilia, is to build this company for the long run. The tailwinds for the sector are very high. We see a company that can grow 30% for at least 10 years, and we are working hard to deliver that. We think that the vision for the next 10 years is to be not only the best company in the world, but the best company in the world, the bigger company in the world in supply chain tech for domestic transportation that corresponds to almost 60% of the total expenses in the worldwide logistics, and focus in countries that we can deliver this vision, that is, be the orchestrator end-to-end solution for all the personas, and in countries that we have space to fuel this growth that we think that we can keep for long time.
Oh, that's really exciting. Anything that you sort of personally are excited about with NS Tech, sort of either if it's the environmental savings, the again reducing the 7 airplanes of accidents per year, which is still is mind blowing to me to hear that number. But what are kind of your personal passion points for this project?
Yeah, when I first heard that number, Cecilia, this also touched me, because it's incredible to see every year 3,000 people dying in car accidents involving trucks only in federal roads. So this number is bigger than that, if we put all the roads in Brazil. So I think personally, for me, this is one of the most important things that touched me, because I think everybody in Brazil know somebody that dies in a car accident. For sure, a part of that was involving trucks, and we can't hear this number and have a good sleep with knowing that when we use technology that it's easy to implement, we can reduce these numbers in more than 90%. So this really is something that we, as NS Tech, we are working with our clients and the whole ecosystem to move the society to understand that we can have these numbers anymore. We are using a lot of Mundo Logística and everything that we can to help on that.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a really exciting company. The more I learn and understand about NS Tech, the more excited I get about not only your future, but also the future of the world and what you can do for it. So absolutely fantastic. I'm really grateful also for your time today. Before we finish off, is there anything else that you want to add to whoever is listening so they can understand a bit more about who you are?
No, I wanted to thank you for the great conversation. As Vasco mentioned, our idea is also to stay in this company for the long term. So all the decisions we are taking, we always say that we are taking and doing the right decisions in terms of new technologies, investing in new products. So we are not making the easiest decisions, but the right decisions for the long term. And for sure, this company will be a brilliant company for the next years to come, as it is now.
Again, Cecilia, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure to have Greenbridge, Eduardo, and also Ola with us in the day-by-day discussions. We are learning a lot with Ola. I think his journey in Hexagon, for us, that we want to also build a global tech company, it's a benchmark, and having him as chairman, it's very important for us, because the path that he used to did in Hexagon, we will do the same here in NS Tech. So it's really important to learn from his experiences, and thanks very much for the talk.
I'm sure he'll be very happy to hear that. But thank you both so much. And for anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about NS Tech, your website is nstech.com.br. Any other, obviously you mentioned you have a lot of channels, most of them in Portuguese, but anyone that you would direct people to?
Yeah, we have LinkedIn, Instagram, everything. And of course, we improved the English version.
The website is in English. I think our LinkedIn, as most important clients are here in Brazil, it's in Portuguese. But for sure, as we are going global, we are moving on that direction.
Thank you both so much. And I wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode. Truly hope that you enjoyed learning more about NS Tech and what they're capable of achieving. If you'd like to know more about Greenbridge, you can find us on our website, www.greenbridge.lu, or on LinkedIn and X, also as Greenbridge LU. Until next time.